from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. That big rusty wildfire? Not an accident. State police are asking for the public's help after determining the forest fire in Haynesport, Burlington County may have been deliberately set. They didn't say what makes them think the fire was arson, but asked anybody with information about it to contact them. Big Rusty was one of two new wildfires that sparked up earlier this week before the rain started falling on Thursday. Police in Trenton have shown a pattern of misconduct, including excessive force and unlawful stops. That from federal investigators.
A Justice Department report released Thursday documents arrests without legal basis, officers escalating situations with aggressive tactics, and unnecessary use of pepper spray. The 45-page report comes after a roughly year-long investigation into the Trenton Police Department, undertaken after an officer shot and paralyzed a young black driver. The Justice Department investigation found the police department's practices violate the Fourth Amendment, and the report comes with more than two dozen recommendations for remedial action. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
If you make a cash withdrawal at an ATM that's not connected to your bank, expect to pay more than ever before. An analysis finds these fees have risen now for the fourth consecutive year.
Greg McBride, chief financial analyst for Bankrate, says when you make an out-of-network ATM withdrawal, many times you're paying two fees, one from the ATM owner and one from your bank. The average combined fee is a record $4.77 today.
All the more reason why you have to be diligent about where and when you make those withdrawals so that you're doing so in-network and you're not being subjected to those fees.
Some smaller banks may be tied to a nationwide ATM network. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 9:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Far northern New Jersey waking up to a winter wonderland this morning. Our first burst of snow of the winter, and it certainly won't be the last. Make sure you winterproof your home. Don't let clogged gutters cause expensive damages. Schedule at 888-5-HELMET or gutterhelmet.com. Winter weather advisory continues for far northern New Jersey as showers continue this morning. And then everybody in the state gets one last push of rain and snow this afternoon and this evening. If you live away from the coast, you do have a shot at seeing at least some wintry mix later today. Not a nice day. Cloudy, breezy and cold, stuck around 40 degrees. Showers taper off tonight, lows in the mid-30s, clearing out and drying out tomorrow, but still windy and blustery, 45 to 50. New Jersey weather made possible by VCS Software. If you spend hours agonizing over scheduling and payroll, you need to call VCS. Schedule a demo today and let VCS show you a smarter way to work. For more information, visit vcssoftware.com.
In Rockaway, it's 35, Franklin 38, Beach Haven is 40. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off. Only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.